Welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I'm your host, the Reverend Ralph Mancini, and on the line with us is the relentless defensive lineman from the Florida Gators, Mr. Justin Tratto, who just set the world on fire during the East-West Shrine Game a couple of months back. Justin, you were a man possessed that day with the way you were tipping passes at the line of scrimmage, speeding past blockers with your quickness off the snap. What do you think ultimately you proved to the NFL evaluators during that game and throughout the offseason?
I mean, I think I just proved to them that during that whole week of practice and especially in the game that, you know, I'm definitely going to be able to make plays, you know, no matter who I'm going against. I mean, I played in the SEC for 4 years. And, you know, it just showed me it took me with, you know, some all-stars from all across the country. And, you know, I did very well against them, just, you know, showing that I can make plays versus, you know, pretty much any opponent.
Yeah, and talk about your off season. Talk about your workout routine during that time. How have you improved yourself athletically?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been working out pretty much 6 days a week, almost twice a day, just, you know, trying to completely focus and train like a professional athlete. You know, I think that's one thing that I could definitely excel at. I mean, whether it's just, you know, not having to go to class or having to do the exact workout the team does. Now that I'm actually getting to, you know, do what I can do best, I definitely can, you know, definitely turn myself into a, you know, better athlete than I was before.
Were there any parts of your game that you were focusing on? I know that you lost a little bit of weight, if I'm not mistaken. I think you're down to about 255 pounds right now.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely wanted to trim down and get, like, as lean as possible, because I know I'm going to, you know, most likely be playing, you know, a weak side defensive end or maybe or a stand-up, you know, 3-4 outside linebacker. So I wanted to, you know, get nice and lean and show my speed off the edge so that, you know, I am definitely athletic enough to, you know, drop back into space.
Okay. And, you know, Justin, you've had a fantastic career with the Gators. You won 2 championships. You played alongside so many great players. But do you think that maybe you were a little bit overlooked because you had so many great athletes around you? I mean, you didn't become a starter until your last year in Gainesville. So do you think that maybe the fact that you went to such a great program, do you think that maybe hurt you a little bit?
I mean, it might be a little bit, but I mean, it definitely also, you know, it shows that I'm not scared to compete. I mean, I'll play with, you know, anybody. I'm not scared to compete against anyone. And, you know, I actually started my entire sophomore year, too, as a defensive end. Me and Carlos Dunlap really had to compete against each other the whole time. And then, obviously, on the other side, we had Jermaine Cunningham. So, I mean, we had 2 second-round defensive ends I was, you know, competing with. So, it was definitely, you know, a little bit easier to get overlooked than at some other schools, that's for sure.
Yeah, and, you know, talk about your versatility. I know that I remember watching you with the Gators. You lined up at a lot of different positions. You know, I remember a lot of times they would move you on the inside as well. So, you know, talk about that ability to play multiple positions.
Yeah, I mean, I started like 12 games at strong side defensive end, and then past year I started 13 games at weak side defensive end. I've also started games at the nose guard in our 3-man front for, you know, if I want to put some more speed on the field. So I started a couple games there. I actually started a couple games at goal line, tight end, and offense, too. So, I mean, I pretty much played a whole lot of positions, that's for sure.
Yeah, and when they moved you inside a lot of times, I mean, you were going up against, you know, guys that were a lot bigger than you. Was it all about your explosiveness and your ability to beat your opponent off the snap? Was that the key in making you successful a lot of times when you actually did move inside?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would try and get myself matchups where I was one-on-one with the guard or center. Like, I was too fast and too quick for those guys. And in the run game, too, I would just get off the ball and get my hands on the guy. And I would definitely hold my own play as a nose guard in the SEC.
Yeah, and, you know, talk about how a Jersey guy like you ended up in the Deep South. Was Urban Meyer the deciding factor to convince you to ultimately go to Gainesville?
Yeah, I mean, well, there's definitely a lot of things that, you know, finished me come down there. But, you know, once I actually took a visit down there, and, you know, I saw a whole bunch of, you know, videos about what it's like playing in the SEC. And I mean, it definitely wasn't a mistake, and it's definitely the biggest time in football, all of college football. The play in the SEC is definitely different, and I mean, I just wanted to, I only had one shot at it. I figured if you play defensive line in Florida, you could, play anywhere, so I figured, just go down there and see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. And you were also one of the captains of your team during your time there with Florida. Describe the significance of that role.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a big honor. I mean, I was actually, me and Mike Dunphy were named captains in January before the season just because that was the first time they did that, but they wanted to, establish leaders early so that we could head into the offseason and have a good offseason. So, I mean, I definitely, accepted that role and embraced it. I just tried to always lead by example, and, that was definitely the main way I wanted to lead.
Now, 2010 for the Florida Gators, it was sort of a subpar season. You had an 8-5 record, which for a lot of other teams would be fantastic, but for the Gators, it is a disappointing season. Now, I know that on offense, your team was playing musical chairs with three quarterbacks. Your defense did pretty well in the beginning, but then it seemed to crumble down the stretch. Was that just a result of the offense not being very consistent, or was that the result of maybe your team or your defense transitioning to a new defensive coordinator? I know that Terrell Austin was the guy there, at least for 1 year, down in the swamp there.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely, the greatest season. We always have our expectations set, super high at Florida. And, we had a couple of close losses that I think kind of killed the team around a little bit. But, we kept fighting through the end, and we ended up winning the ball game and sending all the seniors and pushing her out the right way. So, I mean, we definitely went on the right note.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a great win versus Penn State. I'm a Penn State fan, so I wasn't too happy about that, but it was definitely a great win. We've been talking for a while now, and I didn't even bring up your pro day. I know that, recently at the pro day, you just lit it up. You ran a 4.71, a 4.74 with excellent 10-yard splits. But what was so noteworthy, I think, was how natural you looked in your linebacker drills. How hard is it to transition from a lineman who's usually moving forward to now being a guy who has to be more careful, more precise in his back pedal, and when he's covering pass catchers, whether it be a running back or a tight end or what have you?
Actually, it comes really natural to me. I grew up playing, basketball. I grew up playing like receiving, tight end, and football. Like, I was always really athletic, and I just decided to play defensive line to my advantage. So I was way faster than everybody else. But it definitely comes real natural to me to, cover guys. And even this past season, in all of our fire zones and zone blitzes, I was actually, be left man-to-man on the tight end, or I was over the slot or the running back. So, I have a little experience doing it. It's just a matter of, I didn't practice pretty much all the time. It's just a matter of, in the game reps, I probably got, depending on the game, up to maybe 4 or 5 a game, or some games I get none. But it's not like I've never done it before, so that's why I think it comes pretty natural to me.
Yeah, and we were talking off the air how a number of teams have expressed some interest in you. I know that you recently worked out for the Kansas City Chiefs. Talk about that experience. What exactly are they asking you during these visits?
Well, basically, they're just trying to see how, if I can make that transition to linebacker, which, I think that any team that works me out, they'll be able to see that I can. I could catch, I could back pedal, I could turn and run. So, I think any of those things, they definitely go into my favor, into my skill set. So, I'm just looking to see what the next opportunity is.
Yeah, and I know that, one of the more interesting parts of the off season when I talk to a lot of prospects out there is the interviews, the interview process. A lot of times they'll ask you crazy questions and stuff like that about your character, about your personal life. What do you have to offer an NFL team in terms of your character? What do you bring to the locker room?
At the Shrine Bowl, I did 10-15 interviews, and they asked me all those questions. And I think that one thing that I'll bring to any team is just, I'm wanting to, help the team win, over trying to make myself look good. I'll go out there and play. I played special teams in college, even though I started. I'm definitely going to practice hard. I'm not going to show up on game day. And I think I'm definitely a guy that you would want on your team just to, you know, if I'm a winner. I mean, I just want to do whatever it takes to win.
Yeah, and, you know, a few months ago, I know a lot of people, a lot of draft Knicks or so-called experts out there were talking about you maybe being a priority free agent. But at this point, I mean, your stock has really risen, especially after that East-West Shrine game. Do you have a feeling now as to where you're going to get drafted at this point?
Yeah, well, I mean, I would hope that, you know, with all the opportunities given to me, I've definitely taken advantage of them and, you know, definitely shown what I can do. But beyond that, it's definitely out of my control. And I'm just, you know, waiting to see what happens undrafted. But I'm hoping that I help myself out enough and, you know, prove myself that I'm worthy of being drafted.
I think you definitely have. Now, you know, growing up in Jersey, were you a Jets fan or a Giants fan? And was there a player on either team that you looked up to? Okay, and also and going back to those Florida Gator days, you know, you played with a lot of star players, a lot of guys that are in the NFL right now, guys like Jermaine Cunningham, one of the guys you mentioned before, Brandon Spikes, guys like that, Carlos Dunlap. What are they telling you about the NFL right now?
Yeah, I mean, all the guys are actually here training right now. I've been working out with a couple of the guys who are in the NFL already, so they're just here training. And, you know, they all just told me basically, you know, to keep working and, you know, you can't control, you know, the stuff you can't control. So just be ready to take advantage of the opportunity that you get. They made it a good mindset to have, I think, in anything.
Yeah, and what's Justin Tratto like off the field? What types of activities do you like to partake in? You know, I know you're in Jersey right now, so you got casinos, you got the beach. Or what types of hobbies do you like?
Yeah, I'm more of a low-key kind of guy. I just, you know, go and just hang out with a couple of my boys and just, you know, I'm not really a big party guy, so just, you know, hanging out the summer, I'm just training and having fun. You know, that's what I like to do. I like to work out and shit with my friends and, you know, maybe go see a movie at night, but nothing too crazy.
Gotcha. And, you know, Justin, we usually end our interviews with a little segment called Three and Out. I'm going to be asking you three non-football questions. So the first question, first down, if someone were making a movie called The Justin Tratto Story about your life and times as a Jersey guy who goes on to play for the Florida Gators, who would play the role of Justin Tratto?
The Rock.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. You got a good resemblance there, yeah. And the second question is, second down, which female celebrity would you most like sharing a romantic evening with?
I'm going to go with Jessica Alba.
Jessica Alba, okay. And the third question, who is your favorite athlete outside of football?
Outside of football, I'd say my favorite athlete is probably Kobe Bryant because he's a hardcore winner and he definitely does not get denied.
Yeah, and after all these years, you're still going strong. So that's very impressive right there. Okay, Justin, I want to thank you for sharing a few moments with us. I'm going to wish you luck down the road. I know I'm going to see you at some point in an NFL uniform next year. So best of luck.
All right, thanks a lot, man. Have a good one.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.